You know that feeling when you finally just crack a creative block?
Oh, yeah. It's like the best feeling in the world.
Right. Like you are sitting at your laptop, you've been refining these prompts for, I don't know, hours on Suno or Udio.
And suddenly the engine just spits out absolute gold.
Exactly. The chorus hits perfectly, the instrumentation is just flawless, and the vocals have that exact emotional grit you were looking for.
Yeah, it's like magic.
It really is. So you export the track, feeling like you've just bottled lightning, right? And your very next thought is, I need to get this on Spotify right now.
Naturally.
So you take this masterpiece, you upload it to a distributor, you know, like DistroKid, CD Baby, or Bandcamp. You wait for that confirmation email, and bam,
Rejected.
rejected. You're completely locked out,
Bruh.
slapped with an automated AI-generated content flag.
It is honestly, arguably, the most visceral frustration in the modern creator economy right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, you know, the barriers to creation have been completely leveled by artificial intelligence. But the barriers to distribution have suddenly become these fortified walls.
Right, they just pulled the drawbridge up.
Yeah, exactly. You have this incredible output, but the gatekeepers are basically telling you your money is no good here.
And that incredibly frustrating bottleneck is exactly why you are here with us today. So welcome to the Deep Dive.
Glad to be here.
Our mission today for you listening is to completely unpack a verified, highly requested review. This is from April 16, 2026, written by Eddie Matthews over at popularatools.ai.
And it covers a very specific, very disruptive tool.
Yes, a tool called Undetector. And get this, they are claiming to be the world's first AI artifact removal engine.
Notice you didn't say detector.
Right. Removal engine. We are going to dig into the exact features, the pricing structure, the actual hard data from the testing, the pros, the cons, and ultimately answer that million-dollar question. Is their current $39 lifetime deal genuinely worth your money?
That's a big claim they're making.
It is. Okay, so let's unpack this. Because right now, if you look at the wider landscape of AI music tools, the market feels, it feels a lot like it's built entirely of spell checkers.
Spell checkers. I think I see where you're going with this, but expand on that idea a bit.
Well, think about what a traditional AI detector actually does. It's a spell checker. It scans your audio file, it spots the mathematical anomalies, and it basically throws a red squiggle into your song.
Right, it just highlights the problem.
Exactly. It just tells you that you spelled something wrong, or in this case, that you got caught using AI. But Undetector is positioning itself as something radically different.
Yeah, they aren't the spell checker.
No, they are claiming to be the ghostwriter. Like the entity that actually sneaks into the document in the dead of night, rewrites the clumsy sentences, fixes the grammatical errors, and just leaves before morning so nobody ever knows you had help in the first place.
That is a phenomenal way to conceptualize the difference. And, you know, to understand the gravity of what Undetector is attempting here, you really have to look at the sheer scale of the problem.
It's massive.
It is. This is not some niche utility being traded on a random subreddit for tech enthusiasts. This is a massive structural shift in the music industry.
Yeah.
The ability to legitimately monetize AI generation is essentially the holy grail for thousands of creators right now.
Which makes sense why everyone is talking about it.
Exactly. That's why Undetector has already caught the attention of major publications. We're talking The New York Times, Forbes, TechCrunch, The Wall Street Journal. The entire industry is watching closely to see who is successfully building these bypass valves.
Okay, but this immediately raises a really fundamental question for me. Like, if I listen to an AI-generated country song and it sounds exactly like a human being singing over an acoustic guitar, how does an algorithm at DistroKid look at that file and say, "Nope, a server in California made this"?
Right, how do they actually know?
Yeah. Let's pivot from the frustration of rejection and actually talk about the technical tells of AI music. How do they know?
Well, it really comes down to the fundamental difference between capturing sound and synthesizing sound. When a human records music, a physical microphone is capturing moving air in a physical room, and it is beautifully messy.
Tons of variables.
Right. But when an AI generates music, it is not recording air. It is predicting waveforms mathematically. And that prediction leaves behind very specific microscopic digital fingerprints.
Okay, so the math leaves clues.
Exactly. The source review actually breaks down six core processing vectors that Undetector uses to clean up these fingerprints.
Well, rather than just listing them out like a textbook, let's group these because I really want to understand the actual physics of what's happening here. Let's start with the environment, like the room itself. How does an algorithm know a song wasn't recorded in a real studio?
So that would be the combination of what Undetector calls spectral smoothing and noise floor normalization. Let's tackle the noise floor first, because honestly, it's the most counterintuitive.
Right, because usually if you book a studio, you're paying the audio engineer specifically to get rid of the noise. You know, you want it clean.
Exactly, you want it pristine. But absolute, perfect mathematical silence is a dead giveaway.
Wait, really?
Yeah, it simply doesn't exist in nature. In a real studio, even the quietest, most treated room in the world, there is a noise floor.
Oh, like the hum of the amps or whatever?
Exactly. There is the microscopic hum of the analog gear, maybe the air conditioning three rooms over, or just the baseline static of the microphone capsule itself.
But AI doesn't have any of that.
No. AI generates a background of absolute digital nothingness. It's literally a digital void. So paradoxically, Undetector actually has to add organic noise back into the file to replace that unnatural silence.
Oh, wow. That makes total sense. The lack of noise is actually the alarm bell for the detection algorithm.
Exactly.
And what about the spectral smoothing part? How does that fit into the room environment?
Well, when AI predicts waveforms, especially for high-frequency stuff, think cymbals, hi-hats, or really breathy, high-end vocals, it often creates unnatural frequency spikes.
Like robotic harmonic patterns.
Exactly. Now, to your human ear, just listening in the car, it just sounds like a really crisp hi-hat.
Right.
But if you run it through a spectral analyzer, the visual representation looks jagged and synthetic, almost like a barcode, rather than the smooth gradient of a real physical instrument resonating.
Oh, I see.
So Undetector smooths those spikes out so the math actually mimics physical acoustics.
Okay, so they fix the environment and the physics. Mm. But what about the performance itself? Because I've noticed AI vocalists often sound, I don't know, almost too good, like they never actually need to breathe.
Which brings us perfectly to the human element. Undetector targets two specific things here: timing, humanization, and pitch microvariation.
Let's look at timing first.
So AI-generated beats are generally quantized to absolute perfection. They hit the exact millisecond of the grid on every single downbeat.
But real musicians don't do that. Yeah. Even if you look at legendary session drummers, you know, part of their signature groove is playing just a few milliseconds behind the beat or pushing slightly ahead of it.
Exactly. That microscopic push and pull is what we as listeners perceive as feel. AI lacks feel. It just has math.
Right.
So Undetector intentionally introduces natural micro imperfections back into the transients of the audio. It slightly misaligns things in a very calculated, very human way.
And I'm guessing it does the exact same thing with pitch.
Spot on. AI vocalists sing mathematically perfect notes. Real singers, even the greatest vocalists of all time, have subtle organic pitch drift.
Like sliding into a note.
Yeah, they slide up into a note. Or their voice wavers microscopically as they hold out a long breath. Undetector restores that organic drift.
Okay, wait. Stop right there, because I have a major technical question about how they are actually pulling this off.
Sure.
If I export a song from Suno, I am getting one flattened stereo audio file. The vocals, the drums, the acoustic guitar, they are all baked together into one track.
Right. It's a single mixdown.
So if Undetector is going in and applying pitch drift to the vocals and shifting the timing of the snare drum, how on earth are they doing that without completely warping the acoustic guitar playing right beneath it? Are they using some kind of advanced stem separation under the hood?
That is exactly the mechanism. It has to be.
Wow.
Yeah, while the review doesn't explicitly hand over Undetector's proprietary source code, the only way to achieve pitch microvariation on a vocal without applying a terrible wobbly chorus effect to the entire instrumental track is to isolate the layers.
That makes sense.
Under the hood, the engine is basically performing microscopic surgery. It's likely identifying the vocal frequencies, separating them, applying the humanization algorithm solely to that isolated element, and then seamlessly restitching the stereo file back together.
That is wild. And I guess that microscopic surgery leads into the final polish, right? The last two vectors.
Mm.
Yes. Dynamic range restoration and metadata cleanup.
Okay, dynamics.
Yeah.
AI music is always so loud.
Exactly. AI tends to spit out audio that is heavily flattened. Everything is just loud all the time. Real analog recordings have dynamic peaks and valleys. Undetector expands that compressed AI sound to give it back its breathing room.
And the metadata.
That's the lowest hanging fruit for detection algorithms. Honestly, some distributors don't even bother analyzing the audio, they just read the file tags.
Oh, of course.
So Undetector strips all the invisible AI generation fingerprints from the file's digital paper trail and writes clean, standard industry tags.
Oh, okay, so the underlying tech is basically tearing the song apart, roughing it up just enough to look human, and putting it back together.
Essentially, yes.
But as a user, doing microscopic audio surgery sounds like it's going to take me 3 hours per song. If I'm generating a 10-track album, I don't have 30 hours to spend tweaking micro pitches. What does this workflow actually look like for you, the person sitting at the computer?
This is where the engineering really shines, because the practical application is incredibly frictionless.
Frictionless is a strong word.
It is, but the pipeline is dead simple. It's just three steps. First, you upload your generated file. They support standard formats, you know, MP3, WAV, and FLAC.
Okay.
Second, you hit process. That's it.
That's it. How long does the processing actually take?
Under 1 minute.
Wait, under a minute for all of that stem separation and humanization?
Under a minute. The engine handles all six of those complex vectors completely autonomously on their servers. And then step three, you just download your clean track, ready for distribution.
Okay, that level of automation almost feels like cheating.
It really does.
But the review mentions that Undetector isn't just stopping at a standalone filter. If you spring for their lifetime deal, they've actually built out this whole suite of bonus tools. Let's talk about the mastering feature first.
Right, so they include automatic, platform-specific mastering.
What does that mean in practice?
Well, if you tell the system you are uploading to Spotify, it will automatically level your finalized track to -14 LUFS. If you select Apple Music, it targets -16 LUFS.
Okay, let's clarify that. For anyone outside of an audio engineering studio, LUFS is essentially the streaming industry's volume limit.
Exactly.
It's the metric that ensures a heavy metal track and a quiet acoustic piano ballad play at roughly the same perceived volume when you shuffle a Spotify playlist.
Right, it's loudness normalization.
Yeah, and if you don't master your track to the correct LUFS yourself, Spotify will aggressively compress it themselves, and it usually sounds terrible. So having a tool handle that automatically is a massive time saver.
It's a huge value add, but they go further. They also include a bulk Suno downloader.
Yeah, that sounds useful.
It is. You can paste a public Suno playlist or profile link directly into Undetector, and it downloads every track instantly in your browser. And it pulls straight from Suno's content delivery network, so it remains completely private.
And then there's the feature called Sound Match, right?
Yeah.
Explain how that works.
So, Sound Match allows you to take any real existing song in the world, feed it into Undetector, and the system analyzes the genre, the mood, the instrumentation, and literally writes the specific text prompts for you to use back in Suno or Udio to recreate that exact vibe.
Wow.
Yeah, and they pair that with a vault of over 100 pre-tested prompts across various genres.
I have to be honest, when I first read that in the source material, it felt completely bizarre to me.
Really? Why bizarre?
Because it feels like pulling up to a car wash, paying for the premium exterior wax, and the attendant suddenly throws in a free engine rebuild and a new set of tires.
That's a funny way to look at it.
Well, think about it. Undetector is an artifact removal tool. Mm-hmm. It is built for the very end of the creative process. Why would they spend development resources giving you AI prompts for the very beginning of the process?
Oh, I see. Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, it's because they aren't just selling a filter. They're playing a much larger ecosystem game.
An ecosystem play.
Okay. Yeah. If you provide the prompts to generate the music, the bulk downloader to grab the raw files, the engine to clean the artifacts, and the mastering suite to finalize the levels, you are no longer just a utility.
You are the entire studio.
Exactly. They are strategically positioning themselves to corner the entire workflow, making themselves completely indispensable from the moment you have a musical idea to the moment you collect a royalty check.
Okay, that makes complete business sense. They want to be the one tab you always have open.
Precisely.
But speaking of royalty checks, let's get down to brass tacks here. If I have an amazing track and I run it through this 1 minute process, does it actually trick the gatekeepers? Like if it legitimately drops detection without destroying the master track, they essentially hold the keys to the castle. What do the actual post-processing numbers look like in Eddie Matthews' testing?
The hard data provided in the Popular A-Tools review is pretty staggering, actually. For their tests, they used tracks generated by Suno 5.5.
Which is the latest model.
Yes. As of this April 2026 review, it is the absolute latest and most advanced model. Before processing, the baseline AI detection confidence was sitting at a massive 97%.
Man, just to put that in perspective, a 97% confidence rating isn't a red flag, it's a brick wall. That is a guaranteed algorithmic rejection from any major distributor.
Exactly. It's a non-starter. But after running those exact same tracks through Undetector's one-minute process, that detection confidence level dropped down to an astonishing 2 to 3%.
97% down to 3%.
Yep.
That is...
Yep.
Honestly, it's hard to believe. But did it actually pass the real-world test? Like, did it get published?
It did. The process tracks were uploaded to DistroKid and were fully approved for major platform distribution within 24 hours. The proof of the concept is basically in the approval.
And the review has a section comparing this to alternatives, which really highlights why this specific tool is getting so much attention right now. Because you could theoretically try to solve this problem other ways, right?
Yeah, you could, sure. But the alternatives are highly inefficient. Take free AI detectors, for instance. They are essentially useless for solving the problem because all they do is give you a diagnosis, not a cure.
Right. Hey, you're sick. Okay, how do I get better? I don't know, but you're definitely sick.
Exactly. And often they throw false positives anyway.
What about traditional DIW plugins? If I open up Logic Pro or Ableton and I use a $200 high-end mastering plugin, won't that do the trick?
No, because traditional plugins are designed to make audio sound better to a human ear. They are not programmed to seek out and randomize microscopic AI-specific spectral anomalies. You could spend hours manually EQing a track, trying to guess where the AI artifacts are hiding, and you still wouldn't be able to properly address the quantized microtiming or the mathematical pitch perfection. You'd just be guessing in the dark.
So they really are alone in this.
The review concludes that Undetector is essentially operating in a category of one.
But if they're the only game in town, what's the catch? Nothing is flawless, especially in this space. What are the cons we really need to be aware of?
The review is very upfront about the limitations, actually. First, there is absolutely no free trial.
Gosh.
Yeah, you have to open your wallet before you even know if the engine works for your specific genre or style of tracks. Second, it is a completely web-based architecture. There is no downloadable desktop application and no API access.
So no local processing.
Right. If you are a power user who wants to build this into a complex, automated local workflow, you are out of luck. You are entirely reliant on their servers staying online.
And I imagine the landscape itself is a massive variable. Like, the detectors are going to get smarter.
Precisely. The review rightly points out that you aren't buying a permanent solution. You are buying an advantage in an ongoing arms race.
Right.
Instead of thinking of it as a cat and mouse game, think of it like an immune system response. Every time tools like Undetector figure out a new way to bypass the distribution sensors, the platforms will eventually patch their algorithms.
Forcing Undetector to update.
Exactly. It forces them into a constant state of mutation and updates. You are paying to stay one step ahead, but the ground is always shifting.
Which brings us perfectly to the financial reality of this whole thing. How much are they actually charging for those keys to the castle, especially knowing the landscape might shift? Because no free trial means you're taking a real leap of faith.
Well, the pricing structure is actually refreshingly straightforward, largely avoiding the subscription fatigue we all have right now. There are no monthly fees. You have two options for one-time payments.
Okay, let's look at the entry level first.
The starter plan is a one-time $19 fee. For that, you get exactly 10 track processing credits. You get the core artifact removal engine, the metadata cleanup, and you can export to high-quality MP3, WAV, or FLAC.
That doesn't sound too bad.
However, you are locked out of most of the ecosystem. You get very limited access to the prompt vault, and you don't get the mastering tools at all.
Okay, so $19 to essentially process an album's worth of material. Then there's the big one, the lifetime plan.
Yes, and this is where the review really focuses its analysis. Currently, the lifetime plan is sitting at a founder pricing of $39, which is marked down from a planned regular price of $99.
And what exactly does an extra $20 get you?
Everything. Unlimited track processing credits forever. The professional auto mastering suite, the sound match analysis tool, the bulk Suno downloader, the full vault of over 100 AI music prompts.
Wow.
Plus priority processing on their servers and access to all future tools they develop.
Okay, I want to talk about the behavioral economics here because this pricing model is just fascinating.
Oh, so?
When you put a $19 price tag on just 10 tracks, and then put a $39 price tag on unlimited tracks forever, plus a massive suite of tools, it's the classic decoy effect.
Explain how you see the decoy working here.
It's exactly like buying popcorn at the movie theater. The small popcorn is $7, but the massive bottomless bucket is $8. They don't actually want you to buy the small popcorn. They created the small price point to act as a psychological anchor, making the large bucket feel like you are practically robbing them. Undetector doesn't want you to buy the $19 starter plan.
No, of course not.
They want you to look at it, realize how restrictive it is, and immediately conclude that the $39 lifetime deal is an absolute no-brainer.
It is brilliant pricing psychology, and the math backs it up entirely. The review runs through an earnings calculator that is really illuminating.
Let's hear it.
Imagine you buy the unlimited account, and over a few months, you process and distribute 50 tracks. If those 50 tracks manage to average just 8,000 streams a month on platforms like Spotify or Apple Music, you could theoretically be earning around $2,280 a month in royalties.
Over $2,000 a month from a single $39 investment.
Right. It's essentially a massive return on investment, assuming your tracks actually find an audience, of course.
Yeah, you still have to make good music.
Exactly. But the workflow is so incredibly fast, under a minute per track, that if you are generating AI music, there is virtually no scenario where you stop at just 10 tracks.
True.
Securing that founder pricing before it inevitably jumps back to $99 is framed by the reviewer as an aggressively smart, necessary investment for any serious producer in this space.
Which perfectly sets up the final verdict from Eddie Matthews.
What?
The review awards Undetector a very impressive 4.7 out of 5 stars. It comes highly recommended. But they're incredibly specific about who this is actually built for.
Yes.
If you are spending your days inside Suno, Udio, or 11 Labs, and your ultimate non-negotiable goal is to get those tracks onto major streaming platforms to monetize them, this tool is the missing link. It's the bridge over the moat.
Yes, but they are equally clear about who should skip it entirely.
Right.
If you are a traditional musician actually sitting in a room, micing up live guitar cabs and recording real drum kits, you obviously have zero need for an AI artifact remover. Your music already has the noise and the micro imperfections. And crucially, the review notes that you should pass on this tool if you are philosophically opposed to the mass distribution of AI-generated music.
And that brings up a piece of context we simply cannot ignore. The source material does touch on the ethical weight of this technology. There's a massive ongoing debate right now about the ethics of flooding distribution platforms and subsequently Spotify playlists with artificially generated music that masquerades as human art.
It is arguably the most profound tension in the creative industries today. True to the rules of our deep dive, we are not here to take a side or pass judgment on the ethics of AI generation or the morality of bypassing platform algorithms.
No, we just look at the facts.
Exactly. We are impartially reporting the reality. This bypass technology exists, the hard data shows it is highly effective, and it is fundamentally dividing the music industry. It is a significant factor that you, listening right now, will have to weigh against your own creative ethics before integrating tools like this into your workflow.
It is a wild frontier, and the rules of engagement are quite literally being rewritten every single morning.
Huh.
And that brings us to the end of our source material for today. But before we sign off, I know you usually have a thread you like to pull on. What's the final thought here?
Well, looking at how Undetector actually works, it raises a really fundamental, almost uncomfortable question about the nature of audio itself.
Okay.
If these bypass algorithms become completely perfect, if tools like Undetector successfully remove every single digital fingerprint of artificial intelligence by literally forcing a machine to mathematically mimic the beautiful, messy, microscopic flaws of a human performance, at what point does the concept of authentic sound simply cease to exist?
Wow.
If the math becomes completely indistinguishable from the human soul, how do we even define what is real anymore?
That is just wild to think about. Are we listening to a ghostwriter perfectly imitating the author's voice? Or are we just letting the spell checker write the entire book and accepting it as literature? That is a heavy thought to chew on. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into Undetector. Keep questioning the tools you use. Keep learning about the invisible systems governing the platforms around you. And we will catch you on the next one.